The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 26, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Tat tat parasparsa dhuta okhila asubha sapadi Abhibhakta Paratma Darsana Tatpada Padmam Ridhi Nibhita Dadho Hishatano Klinna Ridhu Asulota. Sa Prahlad Maharaj Tatkarasparsa. Such are the lotus palm of Nijingadeva, the same palm where there is nail, kavakara kamalabari, nakham adhuta sringam, the same palm with nakha adhuta, dalita hiranna kosiputanu bringam. Immediately, with the nails only, the Lord did not require any weapon to kill this gigantic demon. Simply, nails, tavakara kama. The example is very nice. Kamala, kamala means lotus. The Lord's palm is just like lotus flower. Therefore, in the lotus flower it is very soft, very pleasing. And how the nails came. Therefore, adhuta. Tavakara kamale adhuta. Nakham adhuta singa. It is not possible to grow some ferocious nails, piercing nails in the lotus flower. This is contradictory. Therefore, Jayadev says, adhut. It is wonderful. It is astonishing. Therefore, Lord's power, exhibition of power and softness, they are all inconceivable. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained, unless you accept inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord, there is no understanding. In achinta, achinta shakti. Achinta means inconceivable. You cannot speculate how it is happening. How in the lotus flower there is so hard nails that immediately within a second it could kill a great demon like it. That's what it is, achinta. We cannot consider. Achinta. And the Vedic instruction is achinta khalije bhava natastakina jujaye. Do not apply your poor logic in the matters which is inconceivable by you. There is no logic. How lotus flower can grow? They say mythology. Because they cannot conceive within their poor brain, they cannot accommodate how things happen like that. They say, mindful, not mindful. It is fact, but it is inconceivable by you or us. It is not possible. So that the same karakama was put on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlada Alhada Daini. Prahlad Maharaj was feeling, oh, how blissful this has. Not only feeling, but immediately all his material unhappiness, pangs disappear. This is the process of transcendental touch. We can have the same facility in this age. It is not that Prahlad Maharaj became immediately jubilant by the touch of the lotus palm of the Lord. You can have the same benefit immediately if we become like Prahlad Maharaj. Then it is possible. Krishna is Advaitin. So, in this age, Krishna is descended in his sound vibration form. Kali Yuga Nama Rupe Krishna Avata. This age, because this fallen man in this age, they have no qualification. Manda, everyone is bad. Nobody is qualified. They have no spiritual knowledge. Don't mind in your Western country. They are very much puffed up with material knowledge. But they have no spiritual knowledge. Perhaps in the history, for the first time in the history, they are getting some information of spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, there was no spiritual knowledge. They do not know. That's a fact. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhumi rapanala varu khangamano buddhiri vacha bhinnami patiti yasnadha. These materialistic persons, scientists, physicists, and other speculators, they are dealing with these elements, materials, earth, water, fire, air, ether, up to mind, cycle. All little advanced, intelligent, but no more. They are dealing in their university, colleges, educational institutions. They are concerned with these elements, materials. They have no spiritual knowledge. Krishna says, we get information from the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam, these eight elements, they are inferior. Therefore, because they are dealing with this inferior nature only, their knowledge is inferior. This is a fact. It is not that I am accusing. No, this is a fact. They have no information. Big professor, they say, this is body finish. Body finish means panchatva prap. They do not know that there is another body, subtle body. Mind, intelligence, ego. They do not. They are thinking this earth, water, air, fire, ether, that much. This is finished, I see. Either you burn the body or bury the body, finish everything, finish, then bury other things. So they have no knowledge. So they have no knowledge even of the subtle body. Earth, water, which carries the soul. And what do you know about the soul? Krishna gives information in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam, these elements, ignatu, mind, intelligence, ego, bhinna, they are mind separated energy. Separated energy. And aparayam, this is inferior. And there is another superior nature. Aparayam itastu vidhimi pratiti para. Para means superior. Now, they may be asking, what is that? We know these elements only. What is that? Another superior energy. Jiva bhuta mahava. Clearly said, that is living. And they are thinking that there is no other superior energy except these eight material elements, or five elements. Therefore, they are in ignorance. It is for the first time they are getting some knowledge. Bhagavad Gita as it is, and from that they can know that there is another superior energy, which is Jiva Bhuta, the living entity which is moving the body, that is superior energy. So they have no information, neither there is an attempt to understand the superior energy in their universities or institution. That's why they are murahs. They may be very much puffed of their so-called knowledge, but according to Vedic knowledge, they are murahs. And if one cannot understand the superior energy, prakriti, nature, then how one can understand God? That is not possible. Then again, dealings between God and the superior nature, that is bhakti. It is very difficult. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatiti siddhaye. The siddhaye means to understand that superior element, that is siddhi. And after that, one can understand Krishna. It is very difficult. Especially in this age, mandasumandamatayo, manda means they are not interested, or even they are little interested, they are very slow. They do not understand. This is the prime knowledge. And first of all, we must know it. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, that superior knowledge. That is required. But everyone is negative. There is no inquisitiveness in what is that thing which is moving this body. There is no inquiry. They think automatically by combination of this matter, they are still persisting on this point. And when you challenge, you take this chemical and prepare the living force, they will say, that I cannot do. If you cannot do, then why you are speaking like nonsense? That the combination of matter of chemicals gives the life. You take the chemical. Our doctor, Swarup Damodar, in the California University, one big professor came to lecture on chemical evolution. And he challenged immediately, if I give you the chemical, can you produce life? He said, that I can. So, this is their position. They cannot prove it. They cannot do it. Science means not only observation, but experimental. That is complete. Otherwise, theory. It is not science. So, they have got different theories. That anyone can put forward, that is not. But real fact is that Krishna is spiritual, he is the supreme nitya nitya nam chetana chetana nam. This is Vedic injunction. God is the supreme nitya itan. and the Supreme Living Being. In the dictionary also it is said, God means the Supreme Being. They could not understand Supreme Living. But in the Vedas it is said, not only Supreme Being, but Supreme Living Being. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Ekoja Bahunam, Vidadhapitama. That is the description of God. So, it is very difficult to understand even the spiritual substance and what to speak of God. The beginning of spiritual knowledge is to understand, first of all, what is spirit. They are taking the intelligence and mind as spirit. That is not spirit. Beyond that. Aparayam itasu vidvine parutin parayam. So, this perfection, as Prahlad Maharaj had, immediately by touching the Supreme Personality, we can also have. There is possibility. And very easily, because we have fallen, mandra, very slow, very bad, mandha and sumandhavada. And because we are bad, everyone has manufactured a theory. Sumandha, mata. Mata means opinion. And what is that opinion? Not only mandha, but sumandha, very, very bad. Sumandhavada. Mandha, sumandhavada, mandha bhagya, and all unfortunate. Or misfortune. Why? When there is knowledge, they will not take. They will theorize. They're unfortunate. Ready knowledge, but they will theorize. It is like this, it is like that, it is like perhaps, maybe. This is going on. There is mondo bhagya. Just like, here is money, one will not take that money, he will work hard, like hawks and dogs, to earn money. So that means unfortunate. So mandyasa mandamadayu mandubhagya. And because mandubhagya, there is upadhuta, all is disturbance. This was, that was, that was. Begin whole history, simply war. Why war? Why there is fight? There should not be any fight. Because everything is complete. Purnamidam. The world is full by with mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because it is the kingdom, this is also kingdom of God. But we have made it hell by unnecessarily fighting. Everything is full. Still you have died and fight. What is the reason? The reason is that we do not follow Krishna. This is absence of Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj used to say that the world is full of everything. Only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Only scarcity. Otherwise there is no scarcity. Everything is full. And if you take the instruction of Krishna, he will help you. Immediately. You can make the whole world happy. This instruction of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, so perfect. It must be perfect, because it is coming from Krishna. It is not the so-called scientist theory. No. Perfect instruction. And if we follow the instruction, if we practically utilize, then whole world, visham purnam sukhayate. So, as Nrisimhadev touched the head of Prahlad Maharaj, immediately you can have the same facility. What is that facility? How Nrisimhadev is not here? Krishna is not here. No, he is here. What is that? Nāma-rūpe-kulikale-kṛṣṇa-avatāra. Krishna is present by his name. So, stick to the holy name of Krishna. You will get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by direct touch of the lotus palm of Nrisimhadev. There is no difference. Always think like that. That as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. And then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Thank you.